Today's daf is Mi'ilah Daf Tezayin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Vav Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and for Moshe ben Esther Adoliba. So the previous two Mishnayos, the first two Mishnahs of the Perek, discussed halachas of tziruf as it relates to Mi'ilah. The Mishnah said, Kotche Mizbeach Mitztarfim Zetim Zelim Mi'ilah. Kotche Bedek Habayis Mitztarfim Zetim Zelim Mi'ilah. Kotche Mizbeach and Kotche Bedek Habayis together are Mitztarfim Lemi'ilah. And the Mishnah said that there are five parts of the Oila that are Mitztarif as it relates to the Mi'ilah, meaning within the carbon itself. The basar, the chelev, even the soilus, yayin and shem, and the minchas nasachim is all considered part of the oila to be mitzarif to the me'ila. Regardless, the Mishnah is going to do what it often does, that is digress. So we mentioned halachas of tziruf as it relates to the sugis that we're learning, the sugis of me'ila. So from here until the end of the parak, we're going to have Mishnah after Mishnah, Gemara after Gemara, small dafin that relate to halachas related to tziruf and other areas in halachas of the Mishnah. Hatruma, the trumas meiser shall demai, the hachala, the habikurin, mitstarfim zem zel leesor, ulechayev olean esachoimish. So truma, we know what that is. Trumas meiser is after the meiser rishon was given to the Levi had an obligation to give meiser mena meiser. So from the 1/10 that he receives from the Yisrael, he now has to give a 10th to the Kohen. That meiser men ha meiser doesn't have the kulois of meiser, rather it has the chumras of truma. It's known as trumas meiser. So usually truma is not a 10th. Truma is chita achas poiteres hasakri. But when the Levi gave his truma, it was like meiser. It's 1/10. Meiser from the Lashon Eser. It was 1/10. So although it was 1/10 like meiser, but really it's known as truma. So truma, trumas meiser, but trumas meiser shaldamai. If somebody buys payroys from an Amma Oretz, so Midai Raisa, you could assume that the Amma Oretz, like all Yidden, gave Shumas and Maisers. Midai Rabbanu, you have to be concerned that he didn't give Maiser. So you have to now give Maiser to the Levi, and the Levi's going to have to give Shumas Maiser. But this is a different type of Shumas Maiser, because this is not Shumas Maiser from something that you Vadai have a Chiyav to give Maiser from. It's Shumas Maiser from the Mais, something that you only have a Chiyav to give Maiser from Midai Rabbanu. Va'achal, we know what that is. Bikur, we know what that is. So the halach is that all these things are Mitztarif lesser, so if they were in Nesarev in a Taruvos, where the halacha is that all five of the aforementioned are not batal b'shishim, rather they're batal b'meya. So if you have a little bit of truma, a little bit of trumas meiser, a little bit of trumas meiser shel demai, a little bit of chalam b'kurim, together in a taruvos, where you don't have 100 times heter keneged the taruvos, even though you have 100 times heter keneged each one of these ingredients, but they're all mitzarev together to create the shir. Additionally, the halachas, if someone eats from these things, he's chayiv karen and chaymish, they'd be mitzarev to the shir as it relates to the chaymish. Kol ha'pigulim mitzarev zemza, as it relates to pigul. So if you have a little bit of a chatas, that's pig, a little bit of an oil, a little bit of a shlomim, it's all mitzarev to the shir kizayis. Someone eats kizayis of pigul b'mezid, he's chayiv karas, b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. V'chol ha'nisar, mitzarev from zemzah. The same is true with regards to noisar. Noisar is also one of the chayiv krisos. So if somebody eats a kizayis of noisar b'mezid, he's chayiv karas, b'shoigig, he's chayiv chatas, noisar of different carbonis are going to be mitzarev, says the Gemara. Regarding the first halacha, truma, Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, Chala and Bikurim, they're all Mitzarev. My time, what's the reason? They're all different. They're not the same thing. So Trumas Meiser Shal Demai are essentially the same. One is regular Trumas Meiser, one is Trumas Meiser, where the Peris were Peris Demai. But it's not the same as Truma, so it's not the same. It's not the same as Chala, and it's not the same as Bikurim. So the Gemara says the reason is because Kulu Ikru Truma, even though they're not the same, but the Torah used the same word Truma to describe all of them. How so? Gabi Chala, said regarding Chala, it says, Reishas Arisoi Seichen Chala, Torimu Truma, Ketrumas Goyren, Kein Torimu Oisa. Four mentions of the word Truma. Torimu Truma, Ketrumas Goyren, Kein Torimu Oisa. And the context over there is Reishas Arisoi Seichen. We're talking about Chala. Gabi Bikurim, Nami Ikru Truma. Bikurim is also called Truma, the Tanya, because we learned it in a Braisa. It says, Loisucha Lecha B'sharecha Masa D'goncha V'tiroishcha V'yitzarecha U'becheroiz B'karcha. There's a whole bunch of things that the Torah says. The last thing is utrumas yadecha. And Chazal said, "What is trumas yadecha? Elu bikurim." So you see, the Torah used the word trumas yadecha when describing bikurim. So chal is called truma, bikurim is called truma, and aval inoch leitzricha. And the other three are obviously called truma. We don't need a pasuk to prove that they're called truma, because truma is by definition truma, as is trumas meiser, and trumas meiser shel demai. So being that all five of them are called truma, that's why, even though they're completely different things, we have this chiddush that they could be mitzdarf. Another mishnah, kol aneveilois mitzdarfim zum zu, v'chol hashrotzim, not shkotzim, v'chol hashrotzim mitzdarfim zem zeh. So all neveilois are mitzdarf, and all shrotzim are mitzdarf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, lo yishanu, this halacha that the Mishnah said, that neveilois are mitzdarf, that's only true le'inyun tumah. Aval le'inyun achila, but as it relates to achila, tohoirim bifnei atzman, rutenayim bifnei atzman. So we know from learning Masechtas Chulin that the laws of neveilois really straddle two different areas in halacha. Number one, macholis asurois. Number two, tumah v'tahira. A nevela is also v'achila. What's a nevela? A kosher animal that didn't have a proper shechita. It's dead, but there wasn't a shechita. Halacha is, it's nevela. Torah says, lechol kol nevela. Kezayis of nevela. If somebody eats, he's going to be chayiv malchus. But the concept of nevela also relates to tumah v'tahira. Because just like a kezayis of nevela is asur v'achila, so too a kezayis of nevela is tameh. Not only is it tameh, it's metame tumah chamura. If somebody touches it, he would be tameh. And if somebody carries it, he would be tameh as well. So it's not tumah chamura like tumas meis, which is even metame ba'oil, but it's more tameh than a sheretz, for example. It's tameh tumas maga, and it's tameh tumas masa. Now the Mishnah said, kol ha-neveilois mitzdarfim zumzu. And it sounds a little bit like it doesn't matter if the nevela is the nevela of a behemah tahira, or if the nevela is the nevela of a behemah tmeya. So it's because of that that Rav said we have to clarify this mission a little bit. That lo yishanu, this, that we're saying that all nevelois, it doesn't matter if it's the nevela of a kosher animal, or the nevela of a non-kosher animal. It could be mitzarev. That's with regards to the laws of tumah. Because just like the nevela of a behemah tahira is tameh, the nevela of a behemah tameh is tameh as well. And the two could be mitzdarif. So if you had a chatzi zayis of the nevela of a cow, and a chatzi zayis of the nevela of a camel, one is a behema tahira, the other one is a nevela timea, that locha is, they would be mitzdarif. Aval inyan achilo, but as it relates to achilo, tahirim bifnei yatzman, v'tenei bifnei yatzman, then avad, it's not true that kol ha-nevela is mitzdarif and zu umzu. Now, kol neveilos of behemus tahirin amit star from zu umzu, and kol neveilos of behemus tmeim amit star from zu umzu. But it's tahirin bifnei atzman and tmeim bifnei atzman. Because if you had a chatzi zayas of the nevela of a behemah tahira, and a chatzi zayas of the nevela of a behemah tmeya, the halacha is they would not be mitzdar. Why not? Because even though there's an isin nevela on a behemah tahira, there's no isin nevela on a behemah tmeya. Why not? Because being that a behemah tmeya is aser before it became an avela, so the isin avela is not going to be chal. So being that if you had a chatzi zayis of the nevela behemah tahira and a chatzi zayis of nevela behemah tmeya, the two are aser, but for different reasons. The chatzi zayis of nevela tahira is aser mishum tumas nevela. The chatzi zayis of the nevela tmeya is aser mishum iser behemah tmeya. They're not going to be mitzdarf. So as it relates to the tumah, they can be mitzdarf. But as it relates to the macholas asurois, they can't be mitzdarf. Levi Yom, Levi Yargit. He said, afilu achila nami mitzdarf. No, just like the chatzi zayis of nevela tahira and the chatzi zayis of nevela tmeya are mitzdarf with regards to tumah, so too they're mitzdarf with regards to the iser achila as well. What's Pashup Shana Levi? So Pashup, you could say, maybe Levi holds Isser Chalal Isser. Obviously, most Shitas and Shas hold in Isser Chalal Isser, but maybe Levi holds Isser is Chalal Isser. But Tosfos says, not Mashmah that way from the Gemara. Rather, Levi must hold that even though ordinarily Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but Nevela is different. And Levi Shita is that the Isser Nevela is Chal even on a Behemah Tumeya. So if you have a Chatzi Zayas of a Nevela of a Behemah Tumeya and a Chatzi Zayas of a Nevela of a Behemah Tumeya, they could be mitzdarif because they both have the Isser Nevela. I ain't Isser Chal al Isser. Says Tosis, you have to say Levi holds this as different. Why would it be different? So Tosis has a Geshmaka reason, because it's Mavur in the Gemara is Masechtas Chulin that Chelev has Nevela. So if you have the chelev of a kosher animal that's a nevela, and you eat it, so the person will be over the isser chelev, he'll also be over the isser nevela. Now really, it shouldn't be that way, because the isser nevela shouldn't be chal on the isser chelev. Ein isser chal al isser. Elamai, you see that the nevela is different. So just like nevela is different that it could be chal on isser chelev, even though ein isser chal al isser, so too says Tosfos it could be chal on a behemah tmeya. But the bottom line is, Levi argued with Rav. Levi said that just like you have isser nevela on a behemah tahira, you have isser nevela on a behemah tmeya. Ravasi is a third shita. Tahirin le'atzman u'tmeim le'atzman. Ravasi said that when the Mishnah said, kol ha'nevelos mitzdarfin, he meant did the Tana of the Mishnah. They're all nevelos of behemah tahirim amitzdarif, and all nevelos of behemah tmei amitzam. Says the Gemara, what exactly Rav Asi mean? Meaning it's a little unclear. Ikadami, some say pligad the Rav, that he was coming to argue even with Rav. Meaning Rav said that a chatzis zayis of the nevelo behemah tmei, a chatzis zayis the nevelo behemah tmei can't be mitzdarif lini nachila, but they could be mitzdarif with regards to tumah. So when the Mishnah said kol nevelos mitzdarifim, it means all nevelos say toirim say tmeim with regards to tumah. It's toirim luchud and tmeim luchud with regards to machalos asuras. So some said Rav Asi was coming to argue with that. Rav Asi argued with Rav and he said toirim laatzman or tmeim laatzman, meaning kol nevelos of toirim and tmeim can't be mitzdarif even with regards to tumah. Just like it can't be mitzdarif with regards to achila, so too can't be mitzdarif with regards to tumah either. Ikadami loy plig. And some say no, he was saying shitas Rav. He meant to say toirim laatzman or tmeim laatzman as relates to the Isser Achila, because he holds like Rav, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so a Chatzis Zayis Nevela Tahira, and Chatzis Zayis of Nevela Tmea, not the same thing, as a result they can't be Mitzdar, but then a Chanami, as relates to Tumah, Kol HaNevelos Mitzdarfim means that Tmeim and the Tahirim together. Says Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you a question, Isis Paro, V'chaye Gomel, if someone has a half Zayis of a dead Paro, and a half Zayis of a live Gomel, that Loch is Eim Mitzdarfim Zem Zem. Now, why is it not mitzdarif? Because even though they're both aser, but they're aser for different reasons. The dead para is nevela. The live gomel is machalos asuros. Hamisa shnei mitzdarif. It sounds like the only reason it's not mitzdarif is because the camel was alive. What would be if the camel was dead? They're both nevelos. It sounds like there would be mitzdarif. Says the Gemara. If that's the case, sakashan rav, it's sakashan ravasi. Because l'churi, you see clearly that you have isa nevela even on a behemah tmeya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a diak. Emaha chayish shnei mitzdarifin. You're right. The Braisa picked the case of misas para v'chayi gomel, but not lafuke misas para umisas gomel. Lafuke if the para and the gomel were both alive. I mean, the case of the Braisa was one's alive and one is dead. It sounds like, oh, if they were both dead. No. They're both dead also. If they were both alive, that's the deek. The deek is not if they're both dead. The deek is what would be if they were both alive. Umari Rabbi Yehudi, and the time of the Braisa is Rabbi Yehudi, the Amma Eva Menachai, Noig Betmeya, that the halachas of Eva Menachai, and for that matter, Basar Menachai, we're discussing Basar. Basar Menachai would also be Noig Betmeya, and that's the deek. The deek is that where it's Misa is part of a Chai Gomel and Samet Starif. But if it would be Chai Par and Chai Gomel, they both would be Asa Mishum Basar Menachai, and being that they'd both be Asa Mishum Basar Menachai, the Shir Basar Menachai is Kazayas, it's for that reason they'd be Mistar. Says Rav. You're telling me that the diak is not only misas paro v'chayi gomel, but so too misas paro misas gomel. The reason we mention misas paro v'chayi gomel is lafuke chayi paro v'chayi gomel. Make the Gemara. If misa shneim, my loy mitzdarfi, im kei my iri derot v'tanim misas par v'chay gomel. I feel the misa shneim loy mitzdarfi. It's very doichik. Because if you're telling me that it's lav dafke misas par v'chay gomel, who aden misas paro umisas gomel? So then just say, Misas Paro V'chayi Gomel, or Misas Paro U'Misas Gomel, a Mitzdarfim Zenze, and I'll make the diyek that if it was Chaye Paro and Chaye Gomel, there they are Mitzdarf. From the fact that the Braisa said Misas Paro V'chayi Gomel, it sounds like you can't just be Medayek Ho Chaye Shnei Mitzdarfim. It sounds like you can be Medayek Ho Misas Shnei Mitzdarfim as well. You can't pick what to be Medayek. The Braisa picked a case very, very specifically. So, l'chura, you have to be medayik, that anything that doesn't meet the specific criteria of the Braisa falls by the wayside, is not considered to be included in the halach. So, kasha number one, it's a very doichik teretz. V'oi, tanya, it's a mefurish Braisa. Chatzis zayis par b'chayeo, v'chatzis zayis gomel b'misasa. What would be if you have a half a zayis of a live para and a half a zayis of a dead gomel? So this is the reverse of the previous Braisa. Im mitzdarf, and halach is not mitzdarf, and v'chatzis zayis b'para. This is mefurish in the Braisa. If you're the half a zayis of a paro, the half the chatzis zayis migomol, bein bechayel, bein bemisasa, mitzdarfin. Now, at first glance, kasha reisha sefer. Isn't there a steer between the reisha and the sefer? The reisha seems to say that the paro and the gomol are not mitzdarf. And then in the sefer it says it is mitzdarf. El lav shmami, no. No, it's two different cases. The reisha is talking about where one was alive and the other one was dead. The sefer is talking about where they were either both alive or they were both dead. But what do you see from here? El lav shmami, no. Misa shnei mitzdarfin. You see, it is mitzdarf. If it's mitzdarf, it means that you have the isin of even on a behemoth mayor. If that's the case, it's a raya to Levi. It's a kasha on Rav and Rav Asi. We have a machlokes amirum, Rav and Rav Asi on the one hand, Levi on the other hand. Whether isin avelus chal on a behemoth mayor, why shouldn't it be because ain't a chal alisser? Why should it be because you see nevelus different when it comes to ain't a chal alisser? Just like isin avelus chal on chelev, maybe it could be chal on a behemoth mayor as well. Here it's a mafurisha braisa. A half a zayas of a dead live animal, of a dead kosher animal, and a half a zayas of a dead non kosher animal, it's tarif. What does that mean if that mitzdarf. It's the same isser. That means they both have this in avela. So you see clearly that there's an isser in avela even on a behemah tmeya. Sakti Gemara, Amalach Ravasi, Ravasi will tell you, Hay Tana Savar Issachal Alisser. You could always say that Tana is of the opinion Issachal Alisser. Meaning that's posh that Rav and Ravasi only said their halach is according to the man the Omar Ein Issachal Alisser. Levi said a chiddush that even if you hold Ein Issachal Alisser, nevela is different. At first glance, the Gemara thought we have a Mufurish Abraisa. Says the Gemara, yeah, at first glance, maybe, but after further review, not. Because Mechatesi, maybe that Braisa is going Leman Dome Issachal Alisser. If you knew the Braisa was going Ein Issachal Alisser, and still you see that this isn't available on the Behemoth May, you have a Mufurish Araya to Levi. But maybe the time of the Braisa is going Issachal Alisser. If that's the case, it has no bearings on our Machloikis. Because this Machloikis, Rav, Levi, and Ravasi, is all Alibe Leman Domar Ein Issachal Alisser. The fact that you found a braisa that says isin avela is chalam behemet meya, I could always simply tell you that's going l'man d'amar isachal alisser. The Amiram weren't discussing the man d'amar isachal alisser simply because we don't paskin isachal alisser. But as relates to having that braisa, it's not threatening to Rav and to Ravasi. Exhale. Zok t'gemar v'ayt om Rav Yudah mar Rav. Achila shrotzim loika olu b'kizayis. If someone eats a sheretz, Bishir Kizayas, the halach is, he gets mouth. It's my time, but what's the reason? Achila ksivbo, because it says achila, the mefarish says, loy soichlum kishaketzein, thou shalt not eat shrotzin, because they're disgusting. Kishaketzein. Bottom line is, being that the Torah uses the word achila, achila always means kizayas, right? We always speak out from Reb Chaim, that even where it says achila, in the context of a liquid, it means kizayas. That's why the sheer dam is a kezayis. Even though dam is a liquid, you would think it's revius. Because it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat dam. It doesn't say you're not allowed to drink dam. Achila always means kezayis. And being that achila means kezayis, it means kezayis by shrotzim as well. Freit digmar akash. But Tony, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Rabbi Yoichanan, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Chanin once related the following braisa to Rabbi Yoichanan. It says in the pasuk, Vivdalten ben abehema tohoira l'tmeyo. Ubein ha'oifa tamid l'tor. A yid has to be mavdol. He has to know that there are certain animals that are kosher and there are certain that are not kosher. The behemoth Torah is kosher, the behemoth Torah is not. Ubein ha'oifa tamid l'tor. There are certain birds that are kosher, the certain birds that are not kosher. Additionally, says the pasuk, Le'ishashaktu esnafshu yiseichem. Bebehemu ba'oif uvecholah she'tirmois v'adomo. Don't make yourself disgusting by eating non-kosher food. Le'ishashaktu esnafshu yiseichem bebehemu uve'oif. And here the Torah includes uvecholah she'tirmois v'adomo, referring to the shrotzen. Asher hevdalti lochem l'tame. Says the Gemara, pasuk ha'kosav achilo. The pasuk opened with regards to achila. Now, pasuk hakasav, Rashi and Tosafos both explain, it's not referring to the opening words, but it's referring to veloysa shaktu as nafshei seichem. Veloysa, I say, that's mentioned in this pasuk. Veloysa shaktu as nafshei seichem means achila. And before I should both explain, Rashi and Tosafos, because shikutz is something that happens when you eat something. Touching something, for example, disgusting, wouldn't be considered veloysa shaktu as nafshei seichem. So veloysa shaktu as nafshei seichem is mashma achila. Thus, and then it says, Asher hevdalti lochem letame. Said this Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Kamed Rabbi Yoichma. That I heard this brayse. Ma tumma b'chadasho. Just like the issa tumma, as it relates to a sheretz, is b'chadasho. So we know there are shmoyne shrotzim that are metame. There's a perik. The Sechta Shabbos called shmoyne shrotzim. There are eight shrotzim that are metame. Then in addition to them being asur b'achilo, they're also Tomei, Tuma, Sheretz is always referring to the Shmoyne Shrotzim. What's the sheer Tuma when it comes to a Sheretz? Kadasha, the size of a lentil. So it's a smaller sheer than a Kazayas. And we learn from here, Ma Tuma b'kadasha, Afachila b'kadasha. So from the juxtaposition in this pasuk between the Isra Achila of Shrotzim and the Tuma of Shrotzim, V'loise Shaksu es Nafshoi Seichem, that's Achila. Ashev Dalti Lachem v'tame, that's Tuma. Torah put them together to tell me there's something in similar. That they have something in common. What is that? Ma tuma b'chadasha, v'achila b'chadasha. Now, what happened? The Tana told us to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kalsi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan got very excited when he heard this. He was mishabeach this braisa. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan felt this was a real braisa. Now, what do you see from here? That the iser achila sheretz is b'chadasha. Because ma tuma b'chadasha, v'achila b'chadasha. If that's the case, kashal Rav. Even though Rav is a Tana upalug, but it's always a last resort. It's always a bit the evidence. See, here you have a mefurish braisa, not like Rav. Again, Rav said, Rav Yudah mar Rav. Top line. Achila shrotzim loik ala b'kizayis. What's the sheer achila shrotzim? It's kizayis. All sheer achila b'kizayis. It says loy soichlum kishaketzim. So the sheer is going to be a kizayis. Freik the Gemara. It's before Shabbos. It says it's not a kizayis. It says it's b'kadasho. Because we have a hekish between the tuma sheretz and isra achila sheretz. And ma tuma b'kadasho. Av achila b'kadasho. So the Gemara. Rav Yosef l'kash. Rav Yosef said it's not sheretz. Kam b'misoson. Kam b'chayeyem. Rav was talking about a live sheretz. A live sheretz is not tome.
When are the Shmoyne Shratzim Metame? When they're dead. So being that a live Shratz is not Metame, so it's like regular Macholas Asuris. The Shir is going to be Pekazayas. This Braisa was talking about that we're comparing the Sheretz that's Metame to the Sheretz that's also Bachi. Oh, that Sheretz is dead. Because it's only Metame when it's dead. So when it's Tame, Tumas Adasha, then the Isra Achila changes also. Then it's going to be Bechadasha as well. So what's the sheer Isra Achila for a Sheretz? It depends. Is it alive or is it dead? If it's alive, it's Kezayas. Loi Soichlum Kisheket same, Ul Sheure Achila is Bekezayas. If, however, it's dead, now it's also Tame, being that it's sheer Le'inyan Tumma is Bechadasha, so to its sheer Achila is going to change, it's going to be Bechadasha as well. So the Brais is talking about dead Shrotzim, Rav was talking about live Shrotzim. I'm only Abaya, but Abaya said, wasn't Rav going on the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? Kol HaShrotzim Mitztarfim Zemzeh. That was the Sefer of Mishnah. All Shrotzim HaMitztarf. Abaya thought or assumed that Rav was going back on the Mishnah. And he said, all Shrotzim HaMitztarif. And on that he said, oh, you want to know what the Shir is? Mitztarif to what? The Shir is Bekezayas. Now, if he was going on the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, all Shrotzim, it's Mashal, doesn't matter if they're alive or they're dead. So how can you tell me Rav's only talking about live Shrotzim? Then Shrotzim is masking, the Shir is not. Bekezayas, the Shir is going to be Bechadash, Rav is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly is talking about all Shrotzim. Sai alive, Sai dead. Oh, they're Rav Yosef. I heed the Yukud Dilach. It's a very nice dick. But Rav Shmait about Mekama, Mechatesi. How do you know Rav was going on the Mishnah? If you knew for sure Rav was going on the Mishnah, it would be a nice Ha'ara. But as far as I know, Rav just said a halacha one day. Maybe he wasn't referring to the Mishnah. He just said that Achila Shrotzim is like all because eyes. Ah, you have a kasha, so you could say that Rav was referring to Dafka Shrotzim while they're alive. The Gemara said, the Kalsi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was Meshabeach this Braisa. Which Braisa? The Braisa that said that the sheer Achila for Shrotzim is Bechadash. Even though ordinarily Shiri Achilas Bekezayas, here it's going to be Bechadash. The Gemara tweaked it and the Gemara said, Rav is going to hold that's only true for Shrotzim that are dead, that are physically Metama Bechadash. But the live Shrotzim, that's going to have the regular Shir, the Shir of Kezayas. Read the Gemara, Mesvei, Ayoivorim, Mishnah Mesechtis, Aholois, Elam Shir. So Eivorim have no Shir as it relates to Tumas. Even though Tumas always, with regards to a certain Shir, nothing is metama unless it meets the shear. So evarim, however, are different. A full aver doesn't require a shear. I feel upachas mikazayis nevel. Upachas mikedasha menasher. It's metama. So if you have the aver of a nevela, we're ordinarily tumas nevela is mikazayis, but an aver shalem, even if it's pachas mikazayis, is going to be metama. Or if you have an aver of a sheretz, even though ordinarily you need a shear of adasha, but an aver shalem is going to be metama. Rabbi Yochanan said, ain loikin aleim ela mikazayis, that even though it's true that an Eva Sholem is unique with regards to the laws of Tumah, that's only with regards to the laws of Tumah. But as it relates to Achila, here there's a halacha of Kezayas. What do you see from here? You see that there's a chiluk between the Shir Tumah and the Shir Achila. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, he was Vekalse Rabbi Yochanan, he was very excited when he heard this drasha of Ma Tumah Bekadasha, Af Achila Bekadasha. Here you say, no, the Shir is Kezayas. What do you mean? I thought the whole Shir is always Bekadasha anyways. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava Bemuvdalin Dibur HaKasif. So I am Bemafarish, Ubetoisvitz, and Arichas, just to understand Pashup Pshat from here until the end of the Gemara. But the simple Pshat in the Gemara is that when Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is Ein Loikin Ela Bekezayas, he wasn't referring to the Sheretz part of the Mishnah, he was referring to the Nevela part of the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah said two things. Eivarim ein lem shir, afilu pachas b'gazayis Nevela, upachas mikadasha min asheretz. On that, Rabbi Yochanan said, ein loikin aleim ela b'gazayis. Pasha, you think, and that's what the Makshin, the Gemara, thought, that ein loikin aleim ela b'gazayis is going back on both things that the Mishnah said. It's going on the Aver of a Nevela that was pachas b'gazayis, and it's going on the Aver of the Sheretz that was Pachas Mekadosh. Zokti Gemara, no. Ein Loikin Ela Bekezayis was going back on Nevela. That even though an Aver Shalim, that's Pachas Mekezayis, is Tomei Tumas Nevela, but as it relates to Achila, Ein Loikin Ela Bekezayis, you'd have to eat a full Kezayis. He wasn't going back on the Pachas Mekadosh and Asheretz. Because over there, he would have never said Kezayis. What would he have said? He would have said Adasha. Because Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, the Kalsei Rabbi Yochanan, that the Shir Isser Achila of a sheretz is like the Shir Tomo, if it's from the Shmoyne Shrotzim, and the halacha is, it's not Bekezayis, it's Bekadosh. Omer Rav Ada bar Rahava l'Rova el meyata behem manami liflegi b'muvdeles l'she'ena muvdeles. What's his kasha? What was Rav Yochanan's makar? What was the tana of this braisa? The braisa that Rav Yochanan really liked. the brisa that the kalsa Rabbi Yochanan's mekar that the shir tumah and the shir achila of a sheretz is the same thing. And just like the shir tumah is bekadasha, so too the shir achila is badasha. Because the pasuk put it all together. It said v'lo yisashaktu es nafshoi seichem ba behemo uva oif uvechol asher timo yisra adom asher evdalti lechem l'tomei. V'lo yisashaktu es nafshoi seichem, we said pasuk akasuv achila. And then it says asher evdalti lechem l'tomei v'siyim betumah. So we say ma tumah af achila. Now that pasuk's not only talking about the shrotzim. That pasuk is talking about the second part of the pasuk, the sefer. V'lo yisashaktu es nafshoi seichem ba behemo uva oif uvechol asher timo yis. Right? It covers almost the whole animal kingdom. You have the behemoth, you have the oifis, and you have the shrotzen. And it says, pasuk ba'achila, v'siyem betumah. So the same hekesh that you have, that the shir achila should be totally in the shir tumah, as it relates to shrotzen, l'chayr you have with regards to behemoth as well. So why are we saying, b'muvdalim dibra kasev? Which means that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of matoma afachila is only with regards to shrotzim. So when Rabbi Yochanan said in loikin all the velabekazayis that there's going to be a chilik between the shir achila and the shir toma, he wasn't referring to the shrotzim. He was only referring to the behema. But you're assuming that Rabbi Yochanan's halach is true for shrotzim, not for behema. Why should it be that way? If Rabbi Yochanan's makar is this braisa, the braisa learned it from a pasuk. The same drosha that you have in that pasuk as it relates to this halacha regarding shrotzim, shouldn't you have with regards to behema? Amale ki kamakish rachmona l'val teshaktsu avalishirum lo. It's true, the pasuk is clearly talking about behema, oif, and shrotzim. Vivdaltim benat. V'lois teshaktsu es nafshu seichem ba behema uvoif v'chal ha-shatirmois. But you have to say that the Tana and Rabbi Yochanan held that behema v'oif uvechal ha-shatirmois is going back on the v'lois teshaktsu es nafshu seichem. But as relates to the end of the pasuk, asher vdalti lochem letame, asher vdalti lochem letame, over that part of the pasuk is only referring to the shrotzim. So the letame part is only on the shrotzim. So it's only regarding the halachas of the shrotzim that you have this drosha now of pasuk hakasa b'achilo v'siyim v'tumah matumah b'chadasha b'achilo b'chadasha. But as it relates to the nevela part, the behem and the oif, there you don't have this drosha. So over there, the shir achilo is going to be l'chud and the shir tumah is going to be l'chud. And again, why would it be that way? Why would you assume that the end of the pasuk is referring only to the shrotzim? It's because b'muvdolim dibra akasav. It's this Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara keeps on using, Bei Muvdelis, L'sheinu Muvdelis, because Davka by Shrotzim, you have this idea that there's certain Shrotzim that are Matama, there's certain Shrotzim that are not Matama. You have the Shmoinu Shrotzim, and then you have all the other Shrotzim. So the concept of Asher Dalti Lechem Matame, that you only have by Shrotzim. Some Shrotzim are Matama, some not. As it relates to Nevela, every Nevela is Matame. You don't have this chilik between B'mavdal and Tibra Kasim. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan knew that the end of the pasuk is Asher Vdalti B'chama, even though the pasuk clearly is talking about Behema. But that's the ratio. The Velisa Shakto is Nafshu Seichim Behema, Vaib Chalashu Demar Zahadoma. But the end of Asher Vdalti B'chama Matame, that's for sure talking about the Shrotzim, because we're talking about something, a Macholi Sasuris that sometimes is Matame, sometimes is not. It's not Matame. That's for sure only the Shrotzim. If the Latame part's only referring to the Shrotzim, so the Drush is only regarding the Shrotzim. So only by the Shrotzim you have this Chiddush, that whatever the Shir Tumah is, that's always going to dictate what the Shir Achila is. As it relates to Tumas Nevela, it's not necessarily that way. Exhale. So just a few Ha'aras as it relates to today's Daf. Two Ha'aras. So the first part of today's daf discussed the halacha of nevela, specifically as it relates to a behemah tmei. So we're all familiar with the halacha of nevela. What the Gemara discussed was, what happens if you have a non-kosher animal that's a nevela? So you have a non-kosher animal, you found it on the side of the road, it's roadkill. It's a non-kosher animal. Somebody eats it, avad, it's a problem. He's over the iser of tumah. He's over the iser of behemah tmei. If it was non-kosher when it was alive, it's non-kosher when it's dead. It'd be non-kosher if it had a kosher shechita. It doesn't matter. But the question is there also an iser nevela, or is there not also an iser nevela? And the Gemara discussed it with regards to a very technical halachic shaila, and that is, what would be if you had a half a zayis of nevela of a behemah taira, and you half a zayis of nevela of a behemah tmeya, would they be mitzaref, or would they not be mitzaref? If there's an issa nevela on the behemah tmeya, so they both have the same isser, they're not just both asser, they both have the same isser. So then you would have the halacha, which is the theme of the perek that we're learning here. The theme of the fourth perek of Masechtas Milah is not me'ila. The theme of the perek is different isurim that are mitzaref. So you would say that mitzvah, because they both have the issa nevela. If, however, there's no issa nevela on the behemah tmeya, so the behemah tmeya is aser mishum nevela. The chatzisayis of behema tmeya is aser, but not because of nevela. It's aser for another reason. As a result, they wouldn't be able to be mitzdarf. And the Gemara said it's a machloikis. Rav Ravasi on the one hand, Levi on the other hand. Rav Ravasi hold that they're not mitzdarf because there is no isa nevela that's chal on the isa behema tmeya. Levi holds that it would be mitzdarf. What's the yisoid of shitas Rav Ravasi? Because ein isa chal al aser. Talach is the one something's aser. It can't become aser again. Now, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. It's a koil, it's a moisiv, it's a chomer, it's a vas achas, kachim. We saw in the end of Masechtas Krisus is different. So there are exceptions to the rule where sometimes you say, it's a chal al iser, but the pashtus is ain't a chal al iser. And this is the textbook example of ain't a chal al iser. Rav Shita, Masechtas Me'ilu, Daf Tezai, and Amar Aleph. And that is that there's no isin nevela chal on the behemoth. Levi argues, and Tosfos says the reason Levi argues is because he held nevela is different. We pass him like Rav, and that's why the halacha, the Rambam, is that even though it is an Issa Nevela relates only to a Behemoth Torah. As it relates to a Behemoth Tmei, there's no Issa Nevela. It's Asr anyways. But in terms of the Halacha of Nevela, there is no Issa Nevela when it comes to a Behemoth Tmei. Stating that, the Minchas Chinuch says a very geshmaka ha'arim. He says, in mitzvah tof ayin beis, that's the Isser Nevela in the Torah, Shleilecha Mibasa Behema V'chaya V'oif Shemesu Me'alem, also known as the Isser Nevela. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be if you have a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana? The doctor said that the only way this person is going to live is if he eats a piece of meat. And there are two pieces of meat in front of the Chayla. They're both Nevela. One is the Nevela of a Behema Tahira, and the other one is the Nevela of a Behema Tmeh. Now the halacha is that even though a chaylo sheyesh bo sakana, you can be mechal Shabbos, be mechal yom, you can do whatever you need to do to make sure that this person lives, but at the same time, you're supposed to do it with a sensitivity. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Yuma, machil enoisai hakal hakal, that you should try to be over the least amount of isurim as possible. Now you shouldn't pick up the phone, call a rav, and start asking him which is more chomer, which is less chomer, and open up the Minchas Chinuch and start going through and figuring out what's the machil enoisai hakal hakal. The Gemara says if someone's shoyel, he's a shoyfich domen. Now let's ask shaylos when it comes to pekuach nefesh. But if you do know the halacha, machil enoisai hakal hakal, it's supposed to be done with a sensitivity. So even though you're allowed to do whatever you need to do, but machil enoisai hakal hakal, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's pasha to me that in this case we have a chayil sheyesh by sakana. Yes, the basa, the only basa available is nevela, and you have nevela of a behemoth tahira, and you have nevela of a behemoth tmei. You should give him the nevela of the behemoth tahira. Says why? Because the nevela of a behemoth tahira only has one iser, nevela. The nevela of a behemoth tmei has two iser. Number one, it's non kosher. Number two, it's a nevela. So one is one iser, one is two iser. Which is the hakal hakal? The nevela of the behemoth tahira. That's more kal. It's only one iser. The other one is two isurim. So it's posh. It says the Minchas Chinuch that what should you give no chaylo sheyesh by zakana? You should give him the nevela of the behemoth tahira. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. The ain loymar. Now don't tell me that. What do you mean? It's a mefurish asug yemesachtes milad after zayin amar aleph. The Gemara says Rav said Rav Asi and Azay state in Rambam lahalacha that if you have a nevela of a behemoth tmeya and you eat it, you're not going to get malchus for the nevela tmeya. And a chabsa nafkimina lalocha that in the shiurim they're not mitzdarif. Why not? Because ein is a chal al iser. So if ein is a chal al iser, it means that the iser nevela is not chal the behemoth tmeya. So they both have one iser. One has the iser nevela, the other piece of meat has the iser of behemoth tmeya. So why is it a chal al iser? Says Minchas Chinuch, that's a tois. Because even though the Gemara says that there's no malchus and there's no hitstarfus to the shir kizayis, when you have the nevela of a behemoth tmeya, from the standpoint of the isa nevela, but that's all with regards to malchus. But even though ein isa chal al iser, it doesn't mean, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the second isa is not chal. Of course it's chal. Avada there's an isa. That's why the Gemara says in many places that lekoivrei ben rishoyim gemurim iser chal al iser. Hold another conversation. But says the Minchas Chinuch with a shitus that of course the second isa is going to be chal. It just so happens that as it relates to malchus, ein isa chal al iser, you can't get malchus for the second isa. I mean that you can't get malchus, so you don't have the halacha of kizayis, and it can't be mitzdarif with the nevela of a behemoth tahira. But in terms of is it aser? Of course it's aser. And being that it's aser, one piece of meat has one iser, the other piece of meat has two isurim, and it's for that reason, says the Minchas Chinuch, machil enoisai hakal hakal would be to give the chayla sheyesh by sakana the nevela of the behemoth tahira. Do not give him the nevela of the behemoth tahira. Now the truth is that this Yisoyed of the Minchas Chinuch that he says with an absolute pshitos it's poshut to him that this is the way it works, is really a very, very big discussion in the Achrayinim. In other words, Yesh Lachkar. When we say Ein Nesachal Al Isser, does that mean that the second Isser is not Chal at all? So if you have a Behemet Meir, now it dies, no Nevela. It's awesome, Yishon Behemet Meir. There is no Isser Nevela. Klape Shmaya Galia, this person was never over the Isser Nevela. Because Isser Nevela is not Chal. Oh, Yesh Loimar, maybe the Isser Nevela really is Chal. Maybe there isn't this in Avela. No, as it relates to Malkus, as it relates to Einshin, there's a halacha of Ein Nisa, Chal Al Isser. So if somebody would eat a kezayis, he's going to get Malkus for eating the kezayis of Behemet Meir. He's not going to get Malkus for eating the Nevela. Why don't we say he's like a Shmainim? 40 for Behemet Meir, 40 for Nevela. Al Zenemar, Ein Nisa, Chal Al Isser. That the second Isser can't be Chal. But it doesn't mean that there is no second Isser. There really is a second Isser. It's just as it relates to Malkus, you don't have the second Isser. And being that as it relates to Malkus, you don't have the second Isser. So as it relates to the Kizayis, there's no Chashivus of it. But the point is that is Ein Nisa Chal Al Isser the Taich that the second Isser is not Chal? Or no, really the second Isser is Chal. I saw once a beautiful Hagdara. What would be the Geder Hadvarim? That Ein Nisa Chal Al Isser means that the second Isser is Chal, is just that there's no Malkus. I saw once from Rav Zalman Sender. He said that the Geder Hadvarim would be that it's like Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is awesome in Atayra. But at the same time, you need the Shir in order for Malkus and all the Einshin require the Shir. So if somebody eats a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's being over in Issa Deiraisa. But at the same time, there's no Einish. What does that mean? It means it's awesome in Deiraisa, but it's an Isser Kolish. We'll see a little bit more about that later. But it's an Isser, just an Isser Kolish. So there's a concept of something being awesome in Deiraisa, but it's not Usser enough for there to be an Einish. That would be Ein Issachal Al Isser. Ein Issachal Al Isser is like a Chatzi Shir. The second Isser is Chal. It's for sure there. It just so happens that it's an Isser Kolish, and because it's an Isser Kolish, you're not going to get Malkus. The Michas Chinuch assumed for a Dover Pashit that Avada the second Isser is Chal, and Michas Chinuch said a Geshmak in Nafkimina Lalacha. What would be the Nafkimina Lalacha? If you have a Chodesh Yesh Besakona, you can give him a Kazayis of Nevela Beim Etoira, Kazayis of Nevela Beim Etmea, Machili Noisa Akal Akal. What you should do is you should give him the Kazayis of the Behema Tahira. This is one Isser, this is two Isser. The Beis Halevi. In Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Dalef discusses the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. It says as follows, I'll read it to you. Hine, b'choyle b'yoy ma'kipurim, the kaimelon da machila noisei akal akal t'chilo, v'yesh la'ayim, v'yesh lefon of chaticha shel iser, echad, u'b'chaticha asheni, yesh shnei isurim, rak de ein iser chal al iser. So he just gives you a hypothetical case, but of course the Minchas Chinuch's case would be the case. Im yesh la'haktem ha'chaticha shel iser echad. So is there an idea, machilin oise akal akal, give the person better, the chaticha that only has one iser. V'din zeh tolu, b'hodikam, one day in iser chal al iser, im habi rak le'inin chiyuva greda, is it only with regards to the chiyuvim, like the oinshin? Aval le'inin isura chal gam iser asheni, oi loy chal klal, or maybe in iser chal al iser means that it's not chal at all. Ulefisha ikur din zeh loy matzasi lo achroinim sheyivaru oisei, Amarti laharich b'iktsas. So says the Beis Halevi, I didn't find that the Achrenim discussed this shayla, and as a result, I want to be Meirich. And the Beis Halevi was Derish Umakayim, he was Meirich. At the very end, this is the last paragraph of the Beis Halevi, he says, I'm going to tell you another nafgemino la'locha as relates to this shayla. What would be if somebody has a piece of nevela, a kezayis of nevela, and he makes a neder or a shvua that he's not going to eat this nevela? So whether or not the neder of the Shavuos Chal is really a sugya rucha, it's a sugya that the Beis Halevi discusses over here in Simen Mem Dalet. But says the Beis Halevi, there's definitely certain situations where the halacha is going to be that Shavuos won't be Chal. The reason is because being that it's Aser anyways, there's an idea of Mushba Va'omed Me'ar Sinai, which works with the lumbness of Ein Nisa Chal Al Isser. And as a result, the halacha is that this Shavuos will not be Chal. Meaning, if someone's going to go ahead and he's going to eat this nevela, he's going to get Malkus for eating nevela, but he's not going to get Malkus for being over the Issa Shvuah. Didn't he make a Shvuah? He's not going to eat this piece of meat, and now he ate it. Why isn't that a classic example of someone that violated a Shvuah? Why isn't this Layachal Devari? The Teretz is because this was nevela anyways. So being that it was nevela, ain't Shvuah, Chalal Shvuah, Mushba Va'imid Me'ar Sinai, ain't Nisa Chalal Lisser. These are all synonyms of similar things, but the bottom line is the Shvuah is not going to be Chal. Says the Beis Halevi, I'll ask you a Shaila. What would be now if this piece of Nevela that has on it also an Isser Shvuah, Isser Neder, would be Nesarev and a Taruvos? It would be Nesarev and a Taruvos, and you have Shishim of Heter to be Mevakel the Isser. So the halacha is that ordinarily, if you have a Taruvos of Isser the Heter, there's something called Bittul B'Shishim. Stating that, the halacha also is that Dover Sheyesh Le Matirim is not Bittul B'Shishim. Clears the Beis Halevi, would there be Bittul? Or would there not be Bittul? What's the tzad that there shouldn't be betel? Because being that there's a tzad in the achroinim, the michas chinuch tzad that he assumes for a pshitos, that even though ein esachal alissa, but that only means that you don't have chiyuvim from the second issa. So you're not going to get malchus for the second issa. But avad with the second issa is going to be chal. So l'chur in this case, the issa shvua and the issa nether will be chal. So you're going to have, essentially what you have is a piece of meat that has two isurim on it. It has an issa nevela. It also has an issa neder or an issa shvua. Now true, you're never going to get malchus for the second issa. But the issa's here. Issa neder, issa shvua is a davar sheyesh lematirim. Because you could always be shoyel on your neder. You could be shoyel on your shvua. You could say shimun or raboisai. You can mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And you have a way out. There's a way to be matter the issa neder, the issa shvua. Being that there's a way to be matter the issa neder and the issa shvua, so it comes out the issa neder and the issa shvua is a davar sheyesh lematirim. If it's a davar sheyesh lematirim, maybe it's not going to be batal. So zok the beis halevi lechura. Have another nafkamina in this shayla, in this chakira, when you have an ein issa chal alisser. Is the second issa not chal at all, or is it chal? It's just legabi chiyuvim. If you're going to tell me that the second issa is chal, it's just with regards to chiyuvim. So if you have a kazayas nevela that has on it now an issa neder and issa shvua, and it was the sarav in a taruva. Will you have shishin? Will there be bittel or not? Mitzad is an avail, you would have bittel. That's classic bittel. But mitzad is an neder shvul, there's no bittel. Why is there no bittel? Because it's a davar sheyesh lematir. So if the second issa is not chal, so all you have is this an avail, it's going to be both. If the second issa was chal, it's just with regards to chiyuvim that it's not chal, then it's going to be a davar sheyesh lematir. And if it's a davar sheyesh lematir, then you can't say bittel. So it comes out of another nafkamina. So the first nafkamina is the nafkamina that the Beis Halevi presented in his shayla. The minchas chinuch and mitzvah tofayim beis. We have a chayla sheyesh beis hakadam achilin oisei akal akal. Are there two isurim on this nevela behemet mei, or is it only one isur? Here's another nafkamina. In a case where the second isur was a dovah sheyesh le matirin, and that was nesarev the taruva, is it going to be batal, or is it not going to be batal? But says the Beis Halevi that the emes is yesh le'ayin in this entire shayla. Why? Because maybe the only time you say davar sheyesh lematirim is when the thing is going to be mutter. This will never be mutter. Now it's true that the second iser, the iser shvua, the iser neder is a davar sheyesh lematirim ba'atz musoi, that will let sometimes be mutter, but this chaticha will never be mutter. Because even if you were shoyel, so you go to a rav and he'd say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Very nice. Hataras, nadarim, erva shani, you're done. The problem is still awesome from the veil. So being that it's anyways always going to be awesome, maybe that's not a davar sheyesh lematirim. Or do you say no? That being that klapi this iser, it's a davar sheyesh lematirim. So maybe that's enough to look at it now as a davar sheyesh lematirim as it relates to the halacha. Classic Beis Halevi, but zok to Beis Halevi, I think the whole thing is a tais. Based on a Gemara in Mesachtes Nedarim Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph Hera Harifos, the Gemara over there says that anything that's asa mishum neder is considered a davar sheyesh lematirim. So in the world of taruvos and bittel yerideya, anything that has an issa neder on it is viewed as a davar sheyesh lematirim. Stating that, the Gemara says truma is bottle, right? We know truma is bottle b'meya. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why is truma bottle? L'chayru, it's a davar sheyesh lematirim. And the Gemara says that it's chalak. Why is it chalak? Meaning truma, you can also be shayel on. And mean that you can be shayel on truma, so it should be considered the same davar sheyesh lematirim. Says no. The reason is, koynama is mitzvah le'tshuli aleim. When something's awesome, yishum neder, it's not only that you could be shoyel on your nether. There's actually a mitzvah to be shoyel on your nether. Why? Mishum derab nasa. Dam rab nasa kol anoyder kilu banabam. V'amikayma kilu makriv olea. Truma? My mitzvah la truly ala. But is there a mitzvah to be shoyel your truma? No, you're supposed to take your truma and give it to a kayin. You're not supposed to be shoyel. The Gemara says that the reason a nether and a shvua is considered a davar sheyesh lematirim is not simply because you could be matirit. You could be shoyel. Truma, you could also be shoyel on, and truma is batal b'meya. So you see clearly the fact that you could be shoyel on something doesn't make it a davar sheyesh lematirim. The reason that there is a davar sheyesh lematirim is because mitzvah l'ashuli aleha. Because kol anoyder kilu banabama. As opposed to truma, where there's no mitzvah to be shoyel, it's not a davar sheyesh lematirim. So whatever the svarim that is, ayin adarim daf nun tes amar aleph, that's not our sugya right now. Abazokta beis alevi is yesh lachkar. If you have a chatichas nevela, that you now made a neder or a shvua that you're not going to eat. So now you have two isurim. Lomizogin. Lamanda amar ein isachal alisr means that the second isur is chal. Would there be a mitzvah to be shoyel on this neder now? Or would there not be a mitzvah to be shoyel on this neder? Why should it be different? Because it's usher anyways. So being that it's usher anyways, maybe over here there's no mitzvah l'chule. Says the Beis Levi, it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in the Darm, Daf Zayin Amad Beis, on the bottom, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav. Minay, Yin Shin Ishbam, L'kayin Amas HaMitzvah. How do you know there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to make a shvua and say that something that's usher, I'm not going to do, or something that's a mitzvah, I will do. Shenema Nishpati V'Kayema Lishbar Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Because David HaMelech said, Nishpati, he said, I swore to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. When David HaMelech felt that he was weak in a certain area, you know what he would do? He'd make a shvuah. Shvuah shelo yoichal neveila. Shvuah that I'm going to learn Torah. There's a mitzvah. Minayin shenishba mekayim et feitig amare. How's the shvuah chal? Follow him mushba v'oim l'nei arsinayu. Elo ha-kamashma and the shari lay the inish l'zruzei nashi. The Gemara gives the teretz. But the bottom line is, says the Beis HaLevi, if something's usher anyways, there's no mitzvah to be matter that neder, if you made a neder on top of it, just the opposite. There's an inyan lizruzei nafshe. So it's poshet. If somebody made a shvua or a neder on a kizayis nevela, that he's not going to eat it. So the, and we assume, based on the sugyas of Einas Achal Alisser, that the neder of the shvua is going to be chal. And you want to know now, does the Gemara Nedarim Nuntesam and Aleph mitzvah l'chule Allah relate to this neder, the shvua, or not? Zok de Beis HaLevi, I think not. You know why? Because Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Minayim Shem Nishbam L'Kayim Esam Mitzvah Shem Nishpati Abakayim. So being that over here, you're not going to have the mitzvah, if you're not going to have the mitzvah, that it's Chodor Dina, that it's not a Dovah Shei Shem Atirim. If it's not a Dovah Shei Shem Atirim, then this whole Shaila is a moot point because it's something that's not going to be the gay anyways. Either way, this Shaila, again, we had in today's daf, that the halach is that if you have Nevela of a behemoth tmeya, and you eat it, you're not going to get malchus for eating the behemoth tmeya. Why not? Enes a chal alisa. Does that mean only that there's no malchus? Or does that mean the second is not going to be chal at all? L'may nafkemino? That the Beis HaLevi talks about as well, and that is if you have a chodesh yesh by zakon, you have to give a nevela, and you can give in nevela behemoth Torah, nevela behemoth Meir. Is there any reason to give in the nevela behemoth Torah over the nevela behemoth Meir? It's totally the shaila. If there's an issa nevela that's chal the behemoth Meir, then the nevela behemoth Torah is the kalakal. This has two issa, and this has only one issa. And then you have the Beis HaLevi's nafkimina. If somebody made a shvua shelo yoichal basa nevela, or someone made a neder, a koinim, on a basa nevela, even though in certain situations the neder and the shvua is not going to be chal because of the halacha of ein issa chal alisser. But if you tell me that the issa is chal, then maybe you can look at this kizayis nevela as being a dava sheyesh lematir. What do you mean? There's no way to be matir nevela. Yeah, but there's a second issa, and the second issa is a dava sheyesh lematirim, and it could be because of the dava sheyesh lematirim, you won't be able to be matir it, and that's the Beis HaLevi's arichas. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Keren Oira, Rav Kiva Eger, both in on our Gemara right here, in Mesechtes Mila, Daf Tezayin Amin Aleph, and the Shagas Arya, in Gvura Sari, in Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Kulam Nischavnu L'Dover Echad, albeit with a different Nusach, as we'll see in a minute, but they all ask the same kasha. So if anybody was planning on going to Arya's second Seder today, I figured this is a little bit of first Seder. But Rav Kiva Eger, the Keren Oira, and the Shagas Arya all ask the same kasha. Today's daf discussed somebody ate a half a zayas of nevela of a behemoth tahira and a half a zayas of nevela of a behemoth tamea. And we had a shayla. Is it mitzarif or is it not mitzarif? Rav said it's not mitzarif. Rav Asi said it's not mitzarif. Why not? Because ein is a chal alisser. And being that ein is a chal alisser, so the halacha is, it can't be mitzarif. Was it doing anything? Because the chatzi zayis of nevela behemet tmeir is asa mishum nevela. The chatzi zayis nevela behemet tmeir is not asa mishum nevela. It's only asa mishum behemet tmeir. Being that it's only asa mishum nevela. Sorry. Because it's only asa mishum nevela of a behemet tmeir, that, trying to get comfortable. So the halacha is, we're going to be here for a while. So the halacha is that the two are not mitzvah, because they don't have the same issa. The only time two half a zaysa machalas asurus can be mitzvah is if it's the same issa. But if it's not the same issa, it's not going to be mitzvah. They don't have the same issa. Because the chatzi zayas of nevela behemoth Torah has issa nevela. The chatzi zayas of nevela behemoth Torah doesn't have issa nevela. All it has is the issa behemoth Torah. Freaked the Rav Kiva Eger and the Keren Oira and Rav Kiva Eger and the Shagas Arya. Gevald. We know there's a shita in Shas, Rish Lakish shita, that holds chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. If chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah, that means that if you have a half a zayas of nevel of behemet meya, it's not awesome. Because chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. You need a kezayas in order for it to be awesome. So if you have a half a zayas of a behemet meya, it's not awesome, mishum behemet meya. If that's the case, if you take a chatzi zayis of nevela v'behemet tahira, and you mitztarefin now with a chatzi zayis of nevela v'behemet tameya, it should be aser. You know why? Because what are you going to tell me? Ein es chal al iser? How could the isin nevela now be chal when it's mitztaref with the chatzi zayis nevela v'behemet tahira on the chatzi zayis v'behemet tameya? The behemet tameya is aser. No, it's not. Because you only have a chatzi zayis. And if you only have a chatzi zayis, it's a chatzi shir. And chatzi shir is the chmutim min ha-Torah. It's pregnant, achroinim, l'chayra, apelef and amaisa. The Gemara says for a double posh, that if you hold enes achal al-isser, a chatzi zayis of the nevela b'yim ha-Torah, and a chatzi zayis of the nevela b'yim ha-Torah is not going to be mitzdarif to the shir. Why is it not mitzdarif? Because enes achal al-isser, true enes achal al-isser. But enes achal al-isser is only when you have a shir. If you don't have a shir, then there is no isser. So if there's no isser, if there's no iser, then l'chayra, it should be chal de iser nevela. In our case, we have, just play, visualize the case, very simple. You have a half a zayis of nevela behemet tameya, which is mutter, because it's a chatzi shir, and you have a half a zayis of nevela behemet tameya, which is also mutter, because it's only a half a shir. You put them together, now it could be chal iser. Which iser is going to be chal? Let it be chal iser nevela. Why can't it be chal iser nevela? Because ein iser chal al iser? No, that's not ein iser chal al iser. Ein iser chal al iser would mean that you start off with the iser tumah, now it can't be chal, the iser nevela. If you, all you have is a chatzi zayis, then there is no iser tumah. Because chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. But if you look carefully at the lashon of the Keren Ora, and if you look carefully at the Lashon of Kiva Eger, as much as they're asking the same kasha, they're not asking the same kasha. Keren Ora says very, very clearly that l'chura, according to the man the Amma that holds that chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. Vine yesh lishon amay lo yochel kan isin avei latmeya. L'man da Amma chatzi shir mutter min ha-Torah. Vim kem chatzi zayis like isa tumo. V'amay lo yitztarif im chatzi zayis nevelo. V'yochel al shneim isin nevelo. Umi ma'akev. As I afraid to Keren Ora. His question is very clearly l'man da Amma chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, that holds chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir is asa min ha-Torah, you never ask such a kasha. Because if chatzi shir is asa min ha-Torah, it means it's asa. So it's asa, there's an iser here to say that ein es achal iser. So it's a geshmak, a kasha, but really it's only a kasha according to Reish Lakish. We don't paskin like Reish Lakish. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three exceptions. But we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir is asa min ha-Torah. It's the Rambam's psak, etc. If that's the case, so it's a geshmak akasha, but it's a theoretical question. Because it's according to Reish Lakish that we don't pass like anyways. But Rabbi Kivega, if you look carefully, asked the kasha not only according to Reish Lakish, but he asked the kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzish is also in a Torah. So what kind of kasha is it? Rabbi Kivega said that it's based on a toisvis in the Sech Teshvuas, Dav Chof Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing someone made a shvua, Shaloi Oichal, he's not going to eat. And the Gemara says that in certain situations, the Shvu is going to be Chal, even on Avelis and Trefus. Even though we spoke out from the Beis HaLevi before, that it wouldn't be Chal. But sometimes it's Chal, sometimes it's not Chal. And the Gemara is discussing where a person makes a Shvu Shaloi Oichal, and the halacha is that not only is the Issa Shvu Chal on all foods, it's even Chal on Avelis and Trefus. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, am I mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinaihu? How could the Shvu be Chal on Avelis and Trefus? Isn't he a mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai? And the Gemara gives two terutzim. Rav, Ushmul, v'Rab Yoichanan. The great Amiran. Rav, Shmuel, Rab Yoichanan, the Ami, they said, be'koilu dvarim amutarim and dvarim asurim. You want to know why the second Shvu is Chal? It's Chal because of Issa Koil. Because we know that even though Ein Issa Chal al Issa, but if the second Issa is more inclusive than the first Issa, then the second Issa could be Chal. This is a classic case of Issa Koil. Because it's true, the Nevelis and Trefis were Asa to this person anyways. But now he said, Shvur Shalai Yoichal, not only Nevelis and Trefis. Shvur Shalai Yoichal, even kosher foods. Migu, that the Shvur is Chal on the kosher foods, it can be Chal on the Nevelis and Trefis. It's what we know, it's Issa Koil. So it's true, you use a Mushba V'Oimi. But Ein Shvur Chal al Shvur works with the Geder of Ein Issa Chal al Issa. And being that it works with the Geder of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, by Ein Issa Chal al Issa, where it's Issa Koil, the second Issa is Chal. So it's still to here, the second Issa is going to be Chal. Rishlok Isham, my Rishlok Isham says it's a different territory. I ato moitze, elo, I be mefarish chatzi yishir ba alibid rabbonon, I bistam alibid rabbi yakiv adama adam oyser atzmei b'chol shah. The simple version of what Reish Lakish Asteritz is that Hacha B'mayaskinon, where a person made a shvua that he's not even going to eat a chatzis shir of nevelos and treifas. Being that he said he's not even going to eat a chatzis shir of nevelos and treifas, he's not a mushba v'aymet. And if he's not a mushba v'aymet, it's for that reason that the shvua is going to be chal. So the Gemara said two terutz. Okay, we have a Gemara where shvua is being chal on nevelos and treifas. And the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Mushba me'ar sinayu. Says the Gemara two terutz. Rav, Ushmu, v'rab yoichan on the Amri, bekoilu, dvarim, amutarim, and dvarim arasum. It works with this akoilu. Reish Lakish said, Chatzishir. It's talking about where he made a shvu on a chatzishir of the Nevelos HaTreifas. Oh, chatzishir, that's not mushba me'ar sinai. And as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloyomaka Reish Lakish. And the Gemara gives a reason. Reish Lakish, my time aloyomaka Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara goes ahead and gives a reason as well. So the Gemara mutches. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not hold like Reish Lakish? And why did Reish Lakish not hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Freitai sakasha, tema. I don't understand. The Gemara is not sure Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like Reish Lakish. What was Reish Lakish's teretz? The reason the shvu is chal on the veils and treifas, and you're not deemed the mushba me'ar sinai on the veils and treifas, is because it's talking about where it was only a chatzishir of the veils and treifas. Frank Tosfos, that's all Reish Lakish l'shitasai l'chayra. Who holds that chatzishir is mutam anatayra? Being the chatzishir is mutam anatayra, so you're not a mushba me'ar sinai on the chatzishir. If you're not a mushba me'ar sinai on the chatzishir, so it's understood now why a shvua on a chatzishir could be chal. You can't tell me mushba me'ar sinai who. But Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai holds chatzishir is awesome in atayra. So Rabbi Yochanan shita is the chatzishir is awesome in our Torah, it's posher Reish Lakish's teretz wouldn't work. Meaning, Tosfos says, when I learned the Gemara and I saw Reish Lakish say, I got excited. Because I said, for sure, this is Reish Lakish l'shitasai. Reish Lakish who holds chatzishir mutam in our Torah. It comes out, you're not a mushba me'ar sinai on a chatzishir. If you're not a mushba me'ar sinai on a chatzishir, so it's gishmak. Why, that's a good teretz. But if that's the case, Frank Tosfos was like the Gemara. Why did Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish? The Gemara should have said, poshit. That Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that chatzishir is awesome in our Torah. Zog, the Heilige Tosfos. V'yesh loymar. That you see from here. Being that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzishir is also in Atayra, all you have is an Issa Ba'almo. Lav Mushba Va'oimed Chashiv Leh. You're not considered, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Mushba Va'oimed. And just like chatzishir would be a teretz according to Reish Lakish, it would have been a good teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. What do you mean? Chatzishir according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzishir is also in Atayra. Yeah, but the Gemara's kash is predicated on the fact that the Neveh was Usr, so you're a Mushba Me'ar Sinai. There was no shvuas har sinai achatzishir. You know why? Tosfos lashon kima delek ele isabalma. I'm skipping 7-8 lines. Tosfos continues and says that avagafte betruma tmeya emba ele israel asemi komachim chatzishir deleko afilu asay ele isabalma loy choshev mushba va'oymed. Says Tosfos achidish that even Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzishir is awesome in atayra, but Avad the Tosfos acknowledges that the Issa Chatzishir is an Issa Kolish. That's why we don't get Malkus for Issa Chatzishir. It's not a regular Shir. It's not a regular Isser. It's some weaker Isser. Qualitatively, it's not on the same level of Isser as an ordinary Isser. And Tosfos says, Achapsan Afgamin in this Sugya, that as it relates to the Gemara's Kasha, that L'chura, if someone makes a Shfuah, that I'm not going to eat Nevelos and Treifas, how could the Shfuah be Chal? Aren't you anyways mushba me'ar sinai? Isn't this piece of meat anyways also because it isn't available? Really, Rabbi Yochanan could have also said, no, this is hacha b'mayaskina where it was a chatzishir. Just like Reish Lakish. What do you mean? How is chatzishir going to work according to Rabbi Yochanan? Because there's no reason that an Issa Shvua shouldn't be able to be chal on a chatzishir asam in HaTorah. What do you mean? If chatzishir is asam in HaTorah and this is an Issa Shvua, you have problems with mushba me'ar sinai. Zok Tosfos? No, because there's no svara mushba me'ar sinai when it comes to a chatzishir, because a chatzishir is an issa ba'alma. The leka afilu asay. It's not even an asay. That's like saying it's the lowest grade issa. It's not even an asay. Ela, all it is an issa ba'alma. And as a result, the Gemara held that even Rabbi Yechon could have said Reish Lakish is teretz. And that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechon, my time, I love a Reish Lakish. Meaning, even though when you start the sugya, you read the Gemara, you get all excited. Wow, it's Reish Lakish Rishi Tosai. It's not Reish Lakish Rishi Tosai. Either way, Zok Rabbi Kiveger, what do you see from this Tosfos? You see from this Tosfos, says Rabbi Kiveger, that even Rabbi Yechon, who holds Chatzishir Rasam and HaTorah, but an Issa Chatzishir is not fest enough for you to be considered a Mushba Me'ar Sinai. And as a result, you wouldn't have an Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua on a chatzi shir, because chatzi shir is mutter as it relates to ein shvuah chala shvuah. Ein shvuah chala shvuah zok rab kiveger works with the svar as meinus achalis. So if it's true for ein shvuah chala shvuah, if it's true for mush b'meir sinai, it's going to be true for meinus achalis as well. In other words, this toisus is a shas toisus, not just negay the laws of shvuahs, it's negay a kol ha toirah kul, all tayag mitzvahs. Because you see from this toisus that even the Rabbi Yochanan said chatzi shir asim in a toirah, it's an isakolosh. And it chaps a practical nafgamina la locha that even though ein nisach halalissa, the second nisach could be halal and nisach chatzi shir. It's okrab kiveger. This kasha, the Karanayu's kasha, is not only a kasha according to Rish Lakish, it's a kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. Vazok to Gemara, that rather of Asi both hold, being that ein nisach halalissa, if you have a chatzi zayas of nevela behema toira, and you have a chatzi zayas of nevela behema tamea, the locha is they wouldn't be mitzdarif. Why would they not be mitzdarif? Because one is asa mishum nevela, the other is asa mishum behema tamea. Why is one only asa mishum behema tamea? Because ein is a chalal iser. So the iser nevela is not chal on behema tamea. What do you mean? We're dealing with a chatzi zayas. And being that we're dealing with a chatzi zayas, it's a chatzi shir. If it's a chatzi shir, it's not a problem. Loi mi boy according to Rish Lakish, it's chatzi shir mutam in a Torah. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's chatzi shir asam in a Torah. A chatzi shir asam in a Torah is not enough of an iser in order to prevent the second iser from being chal. So in our sugi, there should be no problem with ein chal al iser. Why is it that if somebody eats this kezayis, Rav said it's not going to be aser. Kerenoru says a teretz. Rav Kivega says vitzorich iyon. That's Rav Kivega's teretz. Chagas Arya says a teretz. It's a tremendous arichas in the achroinim. Maybe for another day.